Voters in Port Moresby are going to the polls for a second time today after the first attempt was aborted. The Papua New Guinea Electoral Commission cancelled voting in the capital on Tuesday because polling officials went on strike over unpaid allowances. Then police arrested the city's election manager and two returning officers, adding to the confusion and mistrust around the electoral process. Now election officials are trying to reassure voters that the vote will proceed and that it will be free and fair. PNG correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
Police escorted ballot papers from Tuesday's failed polling into Port Moresby's netball stadium, where officials were standing by to mark them as invalid. The city's election manager, Alwyn Jimmy, says the small number of votes that were cast on Tuesday no longer count.
You bury a person in the ground, that's it. You never go and open the grave and bring the life of a person back. So when this paper is now ignored, it meaning that it's not good now. We can use them. We're going to issue them with new papers.
Mr. Jimmy has asked residents of PNG's National Capital District for their support and understanding and promised to do his best to actually make the election go ahead the second time around.
I like to apologise to the NCD people and the voters and even candidates and scrutinies. I'm very sorry. What has happened has happened. But otherwise we can correct it. We are just a human.
Alwyn Jimmy is replacing the previous election manager, who was arrested on Tuesday when police found $75,000 in his car. A returning officer and an assistant were separately arrested for allegedly trying to smuggle ballot papers out of election headquarters. The arrests compounded the embarrassment for the Electoral Commission and increased the tension and mistrust on the street. Yesterday, Alwyn Jimmy addressed a crowd of uneasy candidates and supporters to promise the poll would go ahead.
Now, I'd like to assure everyone in NCD that the election must proceed tomorrow, even though we've only got one day. Today, I'm making sure that everything is prepared and in place.
Candidates are not satisfied, but they want the election to proceed. Shelley Launa is running for one of the Port Moresby seats.
Either way, we're still going to lose if we said, don't let the elections go ahead. And we have to go to the polls and vote. Even we know it in our heart that it's not a fair election.
The problems in Port Moresby are being echoed across the country. Candidates say large numbers of voters in areas hostile to the government have been taken off the electoral roll, and there are documented incidents of ballot papers being stolen and boxes destroyed. The organisation of ballot distribution and collection and the deployment of security forces has also been poor. Shelley Launa says all these things are being noted by candidates and voters.
Because the common rolls have been tampered, the ballot papers have been tampered, the polling places are changed around. So really, it's not a fair election.
Voting has been moving progressively across the country and is scheduled to continue in other parts of PNG until the 8th of July. Counting could take an especially long time. There are always legal challenges to the results, but there could well be a record number this time. From Port Moresby, this is Eric Torchek reporting for The World Today.